Greetings, my fellow freedom lovers and sovereign thinkers. Thank you for tuning to LL3 Podcast. My name is Craig, transmitting from the beautiful realms of planet Earth. Today's date is Monday, April 15th, 2024. This is episode 1725. Government morphed into a Marxist cabal, and was Iran strike a psyop? Before I proceed, you can follow me on multiple social media sites and podcast channels. Just type in Lucky Luck number 3, Lucky Luck Roman number 3, which are three eyes, or the Lucky Luck Roman number 3 podcast. Furthermore, if you want to contact me on anything, send me information, questions, comments, all that good stuff, whatever you do, please use decorum. Go to LL3. Actually, is ll3.podcast@proton.me. Sorry about that. I just like had a brain frozen moment. However, plus if you want to donate, you go to paypal.me or cash.app/lookyluck3. What can we say on what's going on around the world? The Great Divide. Again, nothing new under the sun, right? A lot of folks pointing fingers on a collective basis. See this again over and over. Been happening for a very long time. Well, great example, 30 years ago, the 100-day Holocaust in Rwanda. Let's blame one particular group. They're the cockroaches. And many of the fools, the thugs, and the tyrannical elements in government took advantage of it. I was observing a lot past week or so, and I have apologized for not doing a show for quite a while. But I had to do some contemplating and all that good stuff. So it's just one of those moments, but no intent to displease my audience. We'll be talking about the whole thing with Iran, Israel, the ramifications of cause and effect. One group claimed to be the chosen one from God, and everyone else should serve them. And you got individuals out there that even serve the IDF. Joe Biden screwed Israel. Well, when you think about it, Roel Gilmes and Israeli government screwed the beautiful people in Israel. The lockdowns, the conscripted COVID jabs, and still questioning an horrific event on Yom Kippur, October 7th, 2023. A few of the chumps out there saying, oh, it's Yom Kippur, they should be with their families. No. Sacrilege. Like, have the night watchman have a vacation and no one's watching the wall for any aggressors trying to come in. Cardinal sin, we can say, right? Absolutely. Because they got the three clowns, the Ayatollah, Netanyahu, and Joe Biden, part of that global cabal umbrella. Things are being done by design. Club of Rome. Movement still continues. The illegal aliens. Some of them are freaving out. Many of them leaving Chicago. And you got the mayor from Denver wants to ship people out of there. And we're a sanctuary city and state. Yeah, welcome to blowback. Words mean nothing. Actions are essential. Oh, of course. Genocide, democide, all that. Kill one group, kill the other. Hoorah, hoorah, rah, rah, rah. The grandstanders are out in the Middle East with a full erection. and folks around parts of the world, pro-Palestinian, pro-Israeli. Kill them all! Kill them all! Yeah, how many of them are Marxists are representing these movements? Provocateurs, globalist butt lugs, Uncle Toms and Aunt Jemimas. You gotta question these areas, folks. How authentic are these movements? I am not impressed with these paper tigers, activists. They are there and don't know the whole, all the facts, just assumptions. What they see on the idiot box, or some video, which is not fully, like, in progress, you can say. Yeah. Unbelievable, right? Well, not so shocking. Always need to be vigilant in these times. Look what's going on in Australia, for an example. I was watching some of the videos, a video clip of Mari Emanuel from the Christ of Good Shepherd, which is a Syrian church, Christian church. Has been stabbed, but in a stable condition. And a couple of the people tried to jump in, trying to rescue, save him, got injured as well. And the assailant was like 15 years old. But oh, he's a Muslim, so they're going to try to use this whole Muslim-Christian clash down under. But my views, he was threatened, supposedly, on TikTok. He won't live for... his life will end in 2 months. That's around February. Can we say this young boy, 15 years old, is a Manchurian candidate? Possibly. I wouldn't be surprised. And even the stabbings that happened in Australia, you got people running scared like a bunch of rabbits running to the hills. The man had a knife. Of course, he got shot by an officer there with the gun. This is what happens when you disarm people and leave them like a bunch of cowards running. Even places like those facilities, even a place like a mall, if they even had a firearm free zone policy, there's plenty of weapons in those malls, in those stores. Flammable liquids, to be exact. Have a whole handful of them, hairspray and all that, and start getting your life, start going after them, surround them. If it gets cooked, who the hell cares? Because sometimes you got these individuals. The bellicose exhibition is the only language they understand. We don't know if this person was on psychotropic drugs. I don't know. This whole thing, statism, knows better, knows best, is nothing but manure. I was watching that video from Dartmouth. It's called Dartmouth University in New Hampshire with that gun control in America debate with David Hogg versus Spike Cohen. I got to give Mr. Cohen some props. They had rules. He could have been more aggressive and all that. However, some people are always being too nice. But you know what? Spike Cohen is laying down the facts. David Hogg was presenting nothing more than recycled pus trying to sell to you people. It didn't work. It was an F minus for his performance. Has the audacity to say that we should have the firearm laws like Massachusetts. Explain to me, David Hogg, how those firearm laws in that state or a commonwealth supersede their own Declaration of Rights. It's invalid, period. What you gotta read is part of the first of the Massachusetts Constitution. But you claim that you are a Harvard graduate. Law graduate. But one thing I know for sure, you were snoozing through history class. And I love it when that one woman from China asked, will you guarantee safety? He said he couldn't. So the gun control debate is over, she said. Yes, and I understand. So, like, Colin Nora made that claim that a person was rude for leave taking the microphone away from her when she continued to digress. But the saying, the debate is over. She's right. And what will be the next debate with you on this subject matter? I tell you this. I would love to see David Hogg debate with Beaker from the Muppets. Who will win? I would say, right? Yeah, I did a meme on that. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I should have put it on other sites. But people like it so far. Spread that out like fire, people. That would be beautiful. Oh, as long as you're paying attention, not listening to the mainstream garbage media, all the faction fools, they're out there, whether they're Democrat, Republican, all that. They call the Republicans the right, but they're lefties too. Many of them are. And you got many of these clowns still voted against the language of ending warrantless searches, warrantless surveillance programs. You know what? Those people are scumbags. If they're offended by it, good. If you see anyone in your district that voted no on this matter, go up to them, give them the big middle finger, and use their office like an outhouse because they want to piss and crap on you. They want to dish it out, they better learn to receive. That's what you get treated like. They're criminals. That's what they are. Well, I already did enough of my rant. Oh, actually, good news. I was listening to a video. I saw a video by Eric Knight. Good friend of mine, by the way. We grew up in the music scene for almost 30-some-odd years. Take Me Up. Take Me Out or Take Me Up? Yeah, he's Take Me Up. Very good video. Always give him credit, man, because the music's always been in his blood. I may just add a song to this for my show. I think out of fairness, you can make your own judgments. All right, my friends. I'm going to be right back. So stay tuned. All right, I'm back. I'm in correction. I mistaken the name of the track, but Eric Knight's latest tune called Out of This World. We'll put the audio version of it. You can find the video as well on YouTube Music and all that other good stuff. I did put the link on the audio edition, and I will play this on the end of the show. You can check it out for yourselves. Very nice, I will say. I always give him homage. You know, he's always been a genuine, beautiful person. I love you, brother. Love you, Eric. Hopefully we'll chat in person real soon. All right, without further ado, I'm going to go to allpipelinenews.com. Came out today. And it's called Government Morphed into a Marxist Cabal, Willing and Ready to Impose Tyranny. All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. But once the fraud is exposed, they must rely on force. That was a quote from George Orwell, by the way. This is what it says here. The person who wrote this, Patricia McCarthy in All Pipeline News. Who would or could have predicted that our own representative Congress would vote to allow government to spy on American citizens without warrants? Of course, all the Democrats voted to extend the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. The Democratic Party has fully morphed into a Marxist cabal, ready and willing to impose tyranny on all American citizens. So, if you have anyone in the House of Representatives that are Democrats that love tyranny, like I said before, use their facility as an outhouse on the in the local areas. When they do their town meetings, give them the big middle finger when they speak. And tell them how to feel being a bunch of trees to scumbags. And say it with a big smile on your face and out of love. They hate that more when you say it with decorum. Trust me on that, folks. But how do we explain the Republicans who cultivated to the left and voted yes for the two-year extension? Even House Speaker Mike Johnson and Representatives Matt Gaetz and Alana Paulina Luna flipped. It's interesting because I've seen the results on here on FISA. It was 212 to 212. And to be very honest, I didn't see what's his name. I didn't see his name on there, by the way. They call it, I got it under Technocracy News, but Breitbart did this a while back. So, yeah, it's very interesting. I'm going to have to look at that again on that angle. So that's why I just had to stop there. But I'll continue on. I will continue on, and you can see it for yourselves. They all said the lesser of two evils, 2 years instead of five, but that's no excuse. The bill to extend should not have passed, and Representative Annie Biggs' amendment to require warrants, if it did, should have passed, but it did not. It seems that small government conservatives, Americans, have very few actual representatives in Congress. Remember, it's called the Battle of the Lefties. Okay, the GOP is a lefty too. Abraham Lincoln was never a conservative. The Laconian Republicans, Western Straussians. Remember, folks, the original Republicans were started by Thomas Jefferson. Now they're Democrats. Look what happened there. Private clubs turned to manure. Hoo-la, hoorah, right? Well, I'll continue. Speaker Johnson has not kept any promises he made to obtain his office. He was all in on what was essential, Nancy Pelosi's latest big spending bill. The promise to defeat warrantless surveillance of Americans was likewise broken. Apparently, Attorney General Merrick Garland made numerous phone calls to wavering reps. One can only wonder if this is how those calls went. Is this how you will vote and you don't do this? And this what will happen. It's the beginning of the dawn of the American people that it is a deep state that runs the country, and they run it with leverage and blackmail. Are Getz's feet made of clay, like all others who have betrayed their constituents? We know that the Obama administration has workers' bees in the DOJ, FBI, CIA, abuse FISA, throughout the Obama and Trump administrations. Thank you in the name of the war on terror. Hip, shit, hooray, shit, hooray. Right? Absolutely. The FBI alone used the Intel database 278,000 times. Their illegal misuse of FISA gave us the entirely fabricated Russia collusion hoax and destroyed numerous lies by implicating them in their scheme to destroy Trump. Republicans in Congress know this and yet vote them perpetuate. The same betrayal is at work regarding the billions sent to Ukraine, Biden's proxy war against Russia that is being fought to the death of every last Ukrainian fighter. Why? Because those members of Congress all get rich off war. Defense industry lobbyists pay millions to buy those votes. But the war in Ukraine is lost is just money laundering operation now. One big grift. As J.D. Vance wrote on the other day, another $60 billion will make no difference. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is not remotely a champion of democracy. He's a dictator, a puppet of the oligarchs. Ukraine has long been one of the most corrupt nations on the planet. Biden said his soul, if he ever had done one, to the money crooks of Ukraine and China to enrich himself, he demonstrates no allegiance to America or its founding principles. Remember, he's the first white privileged president in U.S. history. Always say that with love. So call him White Privilege 46. I'll continue on. He and his partners in crime are protected by our unscrupulous agents of chaos in the DOJ, CIA, and FBI. Those once lofty institutions, or so we thought, have all been co-opted by greed and anti-Americanism. It's been going on for a very long time. So, a long time. Okay? They have let the WEF and the WHO have their way with the American people. This was the pandemic, and the vaccine mandates were all about who is paying them, all to betray their own country. Who besides George Soros? Then there's a war against Israel begun on October 7th by Hamas. That barbaric attack against innocents was the last straw for the Israeli people. Israel's just war against that terrorist organization elected and sit wholly supported by the Palestinian people must be fought until Hamas is finished. You don't negotiate with terrorists. You destroy them. But the question is, folks, did the IDF stood down? That's the question. And like I said before, there are members from the who served in the IDF that were stationed in that area. Know that plate, that area very well. And they're saying, what the hell happened? We're not buying the official narrative. I'll continue on. But is the Biden regime supporting Israel? With words but not deeds, like Obama, Biden hates Israel and its prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and has sabotaged the Jewish state relentlessly behind the scenes. The UN, too, of course, supports Hamas. UNWA was radicalized by Yasser Arafat decades ago, and thanks to the Marxist indoctrination of our universities, thousands of ill-informed college students think it's cool to support Hamas and demonize Israel, and they are superior beings for protesting in support of Hamas. It is sickening and pathetic that the Islamists are on their way to defeating the Judeo-Christian values that create Western civilization with the help of our brainwashed youth. Okay, so what she's saying here, you gotta really look at this, folks. Is it okay for what happened under Benjamin Netanyahu's watch to shut down the whole state of Israel and later on do these forced jabs on them? Is that okay? Is that terrorism? Is that war crimes? Is he a war criminal, including his entourage? Think before you speak, Ms. McCarthy, on this matter. But I digress. Western civilization is becoming more uncivilized by the day. The saddest thing is that our own government, the Biden administration, the deep state that run it, are all doing it all on purpose. Like the Desnians of the WEF, they hate the working people that make the nation work. They hate the parents who object to the determined destruction of the nuclear family and who protest their sponsorship of the LGBT agenda porn in elementary schools and the transgenderist movement they're so dedicated to promoting. They don't care about one bit of the children's lives they ruin. Which I have to say, yes, I agree with the Renat. But it's been going on for a very long time too, folks. The State versus the People. By Aaron Zellman and Claire Wolf. You should read that. That's one of the books. They don't care that Biden has created still rising inflation that with his irresponsible spending. They do not care about the $34 trillion exploding debt that may bring all about the death of the dollar, if not the nation. Central banking, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. It's been going on for a very long time. It's called Hamiltonianism. And even under President Trump, he did the same thing. And I say it out of respect and in good faith. I'll proceed. They pushed their climate change hoax and attempted to control how we live, work, or travel. Worst of all, they have imported 10 million to 20 million migrants who are taking jobs away from blacks and Latinos, and they're doing it with glee. Nope, correction. Illegal aliens. I don't care if they're whiter than me. Meanwhile, the illegal migrants continue to pour over the border and are giving cell phones, EBT cards, food, housing, medical care, transportation to wherever they want to go. In New York City, they are put in hotels and given $300 a week. Numerous big cities have been utterly wrecked by this influx of third world illegal aliens. These usurpers are being paid, fed, and shattered at taxpayers' expense, but the homeless problems continue to worsen. Yeah, the active usurpers are in D.C. The Biden administration are usurpers. They're just, many of them are pawns in the game. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. Many of them are pawns in the game, and plus, you got your rogue elements, etc. Club of Rome, folks. All you got to do is read the Declaration of North America, too. I'll give you a couple of things you should check out. American veterans are booted from the living quarters to make room for migrants who are being carefully distributed throughout the country to be counted for reapportionment. The left leaves nothing to chance. They cheat in every way possible. The lawfare being waged against Trump is the most obvious scheme. None of those charges would have been made had he not decided to run again. They are all contrived to take Trump out of the running. Our deep state is operating like Hugo Chavez, Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, and Luis Inácio Lula da Silva in Brazil run those countries. They put their opponents in prison. The rule of law no longer exists in the U.S., which prevails is a two-tiered, thoroughly corrupt system of spoils. The Constitution has been shredded. The dollar is on the verge of collapse. Our military has been transformed into a social experiment of DEI, as have our universities. Merit no longer is valued. It is punished. The impossible goal is to mandate equality of outcome. The swamp and those who have amassed power are at war against us. George Orwell wrote that all tyrannies rule through fraud and force, but fraud, once the fraud is exposed, you must rely on force. One does not have to think too hard to see what might come next if they have foiled in their fraudulent attempts to destroy Trump. Okay, so the whole thing is One World Order, Club of Rome. Think about it, folks. They all want to all merge into one. One size fits all package. It doesn't work. It's interesting when people talk about the Convention of the States. One thing they should really push for, denounce D.C. as an illegitimate government. I say, crucify him. Go on a constitutional form, but D.C., get rid of them. Demented cocksuckers. Delusional clowns. And district criminals. Dumb commies. Etc. You go on and on, right? Absolutely. That's what we're seeing. It's a quasi backed by central banking, the Rothschilds and all that. In all the wars, the chaos is all like Rothschild approved. Soros just an employee too. We don't know who the actual oligarchs are. But they all want us dumbed down, stagnant, hurt. They want us to be like herd conformists. Like they believe we should cater to the weak and pathetic and punish the productive. It's been happening for years. Now it's getting too obvious. I support decentralization. Go back to sound money. Fact is, folks, the Federal Reserve is null and void. And even what happened in Venezuela, central bankers screw that country over too. I'm not saying Chavez and Maduro are saints. I'm not lovey-dovey with these individuals myself. Not impressed. All about the political factions. Who's going to run the world? Who's going to be the puppet, Matt? The head puppets. Head cows. Woo. Well, now with technology, folks, we can utilize it and better ourselves. The ways of countering it. I tell the parents, take initiative on getting involved in your students in your children's education, including homeschooling. Remember, there's multiple ways to skin the cat. If you leave all your security eggs in the hands of governmental schools, draconian institutions, then you lost. Then you've been swindled. We all have been in that position one way or the other, but doesn't mean we could make a habit out of it or an epidemic. Each individual has that decision to make. We all have obligations, and our rights are natural. The state can tell us what to do. We can still give them the big middle finger and blow them a kiss. All right. We'll do one more segment after this, so stay tuned. All right, I'm going to do one more. And this one came from Activist Post. Was Iran's strike against Israel a psyop? It was written by Janet Phelan. As it reads, Saturday saw a rather spectacular night sky display over Tel Aviv and elsewhere in Israel as Iran sent hundreds of drones and missiles aimed at the Jewish state. From all reports, the display of force exhibited by Iran was stopped cold by a coordinated response by Israel, the U.S. and U.K., and even Jordan and Saudi Arabia, as around 99% of the projectiles were blown up before reaching the target. There was one critical injury reported, that of a Bedouin child who has subsequently been hospitalized. Physical damage was also reported as minor. The strike by Iran, first ever that came directly from Tehran and not via its proxies, was in retaliation to an attack by Israel on an Iranian consulate building in Damascus, killing Brigadier General Mohammad Reza Zahoui, a senior IRGC commander, and seven other IRGC officers. This Israel assault came as a result of Iranian attacks on Israeli citizens, which took place along the Syrian border. Since October 7th, Iran and Israel have engaged in escalating exchanges, which many feel will erupt into an outright war. As stated by Baham Ben Tailblu, a senior fellow of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, as an expert in Iran's missile capabilities, and quoted in Politico, until now, Iran had never directly targeted Israel from Iranian territory in an overt and attributable fashion. The strike also was the first ballistic missile attack from Iranian territory against a defended target. There are a couple of ways to view such a dramatic failure as Iran's unprecedented attack on Israel. One is to thank the master of the universe for intervening and protecting Israel. Another way is to recognize the effectiveness of Israel and its allies in successfully stopping the Iranian attack. A third way involves some dispassionate analysis of what Iran intended and what it may have set in motion by its action by launching the failed assault. The remainder of this article looks as the event as a possible psyop ostensibly launched by Iran, but further promulgated by the general Western response to the attack. The amount of the media attention given the Iranian attack in the days leading up to Saturday's attack was definitely weird. The media outlet after outlet broadcast the pending attack and even nailed down the probable time frame. Iran attacked Israel within 48 hours, believed headline after headline, and sure enough, within the predicted time frame, Iran stepped up. With the attack, which could not have been less stealthy, the drones taken about 6 hours to reach Israeli airspace, and with all formal pomp and circumstance accorded such a well-publicized attack, Iran set its projectiles against Israel, as one commentator, Reed Barron, put it. This is a strategic move by Iran to see how Israel and its allies will reply. Why else would many Iranian drones have their lights on and takes 6 hours to reach Israeli airspace. That's like telling someone you're going to punch them in the nose and taking 10 minutes to set up the punch. If all the advance notice and fact that the attack was so easily tracked and therefore thought it was not enough, the media gave considerable attention and weight to the failed attack. CNN posted over 50 updates giving a blow-by-blow account as the drones entered Israeli airspace and were duly blown out of the sky. CNN also gravely informed us of Biden's high-level meetings during the airstrike and actions by other state parties such as the UK, which rushed to Israelis' defense. CNN also covered Iran's announcement that the assault had concluded. It's funny because right here, if you look at the permanent mission of IR, Iran to UN, conducted the strength of Article 51 of the UN Charter pertaining to legitimate defense, Iran's military action was in response to the Zionist regime's aggression against our diplomatic premises in Damascus. The matter can be deemed concluded. And it goes on. And you can look, read the rest of it here. So, but has it really? And was Iran's attack on Israel anything more than a decoy, a psyop? In an article published April 14th, Politico asked bold questions. Iran seems like it was designed to fail. So what comes next? If indeed the Iranian attack was designed to fail, the reasons for this must include the fact that Israel will most likely respond and is present the likelihood of a full-blown Iranian-Israeli war. Coming at a time when President Biden exhibits such waffling his support of Israel and coming at the time when it appears that Iran has indeed achieved its long-sought goal to obtain a nuclear weapon, this does not bode well for the future of stability in the region. Also of concern that the public sentiment seems to have turned somewhat against Israel, largely due to the success of Hamas propaganda in convincing people that the Palestinian death toll is much larger than it really is. And given Israel's remarkable lapse on October 7th, when the fence breach and invasion by Hamas took place, one wonders who is really watching over Israel's defenses. Not only was advance notice that Hamas was doing drills around the fence ignored, not only was the technologically state-of-the-art fence somehow breached and the IDF failed to respond for hours following the breach, but no adequate reason has yet been tendered for this massive failure on the part of Israel's defenses. Yes, there's a big question mark on that. I'm not the only one, right? Although Biden stated that his support for Israel is ironclad, his recent actions revealed a different mindset. When the U.S. failed to veto a recent U.N. call for a ceasefire in Gaza, the Israeli response was stunned. When Biden authorized billions in aid for Iran, the Israeli response was equally redolent in shock and betrayal. And the president has made it clear that should Israel respond to failed Iranian attack, it's on its own. What better way to lure Israel into a war with an enemy that has undisclosed nuclear arsenal than to launch a false attack? And given that Israel's BF has tipped us off that it won't support Israel should Israel retaliate, what better way to ensure that the tiny Jewish state suffers a lethal blow than to hang out dry at the ultimate challenge? Citing a New York, a Wall Street Journal article, another commentator, Jan Gulko, has this to say. The Iranian state was largely performative, not directed against population centers, communicated clearly hours in advance and designed to be intercepted with the resources available. Its intention was to clearly cross the red line, but to do it in such a way that the world powers would not rally behind Israel's retaliatory strike. In other words, come and get us and make sure you come alone. We'll be waiting for you. A little chess moves, you can say. And there's even claims that Iran has more powerful weapons. The drones are just a little appetizer, allegedly. But there's a question about this. Is a psyop for the arranged? Very interesting indeed when you look at it. But the whole thing is, they're all, these so-called leaders are all under the One World Order umbrella. The death cult, as some people would say. The global death cult. Like I said, it's only chess pieces, folks. Not the masterminds. And I denounce all these illegal wars. Doesn't matter where they're coming from. Too many innocent people being hurt regardless. This is why I stand with humanity, not either side. So I see, I stand up for more for the people from these areas, not the states. That's just how I am, because when it comes to government, folks, I'm not lovey-dovey, and we should never trust them, period, regardless on your location. Well, that's my intake on this. I'd love to hear from you. That will be it. I thank everyone for listening. Plus, feel free to download and share throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, or something that's interesting to check out, whatever you do, please use the decorum. Furthermore, I'll leave the footnotes of these articles on this episode. If you want to contact me, go to ll3.podcast.proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/LokiLuck3. All right. Before I go, I am going to play this song by Eric Knight, Out of This World. Very nice. Came out a few days ago. Hopefully, folks listen to it and share it with others. Gotta give people who are true musicians a shot. Get them exposed. It's always in his blood. I can, like I said, I love the man to death, man. He's a beautiful person. And that will be it. Once again, thank you for your time. Plus, always remember that the demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. Till next time, take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading love. And may your guardian spirits be with you.